of the year for the folks in the stands. For you guys, how does this play out?
You know, we got to make sure we're just, you know, focused on winning the game. And obviously it's been talked about, but, you know, it's just another game for us. We got to make sure we can climb up the standings.
Is it special at all for the guys that are going to be playing tonight for the Winnipeg Jets?
I don't know. I mean, I guess for the city it's special, and for us to be a part of it is special. But like I said, we're not focused on one player. We have to worry about the whole team over there. And, you know, obviously as team who's had a great impact on Winnipeg, and you know, I can't say enough good things about him as a player, and you know, he's done well for himself, obviously, and you know, I'm sure a lot of fans are looking forward to it. But like I said, we're worried about the Anaheim Ducks, and we're worried about getting the 2 points.
The fans tend to boo somebody. Who they pick is usually the star. There's been some debate whether or not he'll be the target tonight. But what do you expect of the crowd tonight?
I don't know. I guess I guess I'll find out tonight. But I'm not sure, you know, what they have in store for him. But like I said before, he obviously has a special place in a lot of people's hearts here in Winnipeg for what he did for the franchise. So, you know, I'm not really sure how it's going to go tonight.
You know what it's like to play a game, then have to go into another city. It's a tough turnaround. That's what the Ducks are facing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an onus for you guys to get out here to a quick start?
Yeah, we have to jump on them right away. Obviously, you know, they had a tough game last night, but that can go either way. You get in late and maybe a little bit more motivated today they are. So we got to be careful with that and just make sure we're playing the way we're you know, supposed to play, and that's how we're going to win hockey games.
How tough is it when you've got an early start like this one tonight against a team that you will only face once this season?
I mean, it can go either way. I think, you know, you don't see them too much, so you don't get really used to the way they play, but it is another game, and you have to come out with, you know, your strategy to win the game, and that's what we have to do tonight.
Chris Mason gets the start in goal. No change, I guess, for you guys, but is there a difference in the way the guys play the puck that adjusts the defense at all?
I'd say Mace probably handles it a little bit more, but you know, whether it's him or Pav back there, we're both all of us are comfortable with both of them back there, and you know, they're both good goalies, and obviously Mace has done a great job as far as, you know, not playing as many games and then jumping in right away and helping us out. So obviously he's a veteran goaltender that's been around the block a few times, so you know, we're expecting to win tonight, and he's going to be a big part of it.
Thanks, Zach. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Some of the challenges to face guys like Perry, Getzlaff, Ryan, those kind of bigger power forward kind of guys?
Yeah, they're big bodies that, you know, you got to contain them and be physical against them, and, you know, they're strong. So, you know, they're a bunch of guys that have a lot of skill, and you just got to make sure, you know, you don't really have a shift off tonight. You got to make sure you're battling every shift because they can put it in the back of the net.
You ever thought of playing until you're 41, 51?
I'd hope so. I want to play that long, but you know, it's great that he's playing that long. Obviously, not too many guys do it. I know some guys get up in their, you know, late 30s, but to be in your 40s and play, it's pretty impressive. And you know, he's had a great career.
It's one thing to find a role on a team at that age and still be playing, but to be doing it at the level he's doing it, do you guys even talk about that? Do you say, like, you know, bring it up in the room once in a while just to say that that's pretty incredible for a 41-year-old to be putting up that many points?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't exactly say we all talk about it, but I think we're all aware of it. Obviously, he's done a great job, and especially with the numbers he puts up. Obviously, there's some guys that play in their 40s, but, you know, they're kind of just winding down. He seems to be contributing every night, and obviously I think he has a 7-game point streak going on right now or something like that. So you know, obviously he's another one of those players that you have to be aware of where he's on the ice.